Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 24th, Monday, 2020, day 55. Today's topic, why honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 31 verses 9 to 18, Leviticus chapter 15 verse 1 to chapter 16 verse 28, Mark chapter 7 verses 1 to 23, Proverbs 10 verses 13 to 14. Today's main passage, Mark chapter 7, verses 6 to 7. Jesus replied, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites, as it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, why honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me? Today's passage shows us two different kinds of lives. Those who have Jesus as the scapegoat to take our sins away from us will experience the powerful protection and provision of what today's Psalm 31 verses 9 to 18 says. Yes, we are being protected by God in a very special way, and He will provide us with what we need. Those who live like what Jesus says in today's Mark will live a life away from God, His protection and provision. Which life are you in recently? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to live a life close to you each day that we can experience your daily protection and provision. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what life are you in recent today? Which life are you in recently? Number two, how can you live a life closer and closer to God? Number three, what is your next step? Let me call a final opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.